Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Way better than Emily in Paris. It's Abby in London. All right. We're not going to bother recapping why she was there, the date. It would take too long. So you're going to have to listen to the podcast. All right. So take us from where you left us last segment.
Okay. So I just left off. Me and him are sitting at this pub. We're calling him London Boy. Me and London Boy are sitting at this pub. I'm having a glass of Pinot Noir. He's having a Guinness. And we're both, you know, talking about each other's lives over a plate of fries, or as crisps, as they say in their country. It was funny because he was like, oh, can I get you some crisps as we're sitting there? And I'm like, which one is that? Is that chips? Is that fries? And I'm like, fries? ? And he goes, no, they're crisps. And then he brought back both chips and fries when he came back. So now we're sitting there and we're talking about just, you know, everything. And I'm really getting to know this guy. And we have really good banter. Like, we're both, what I really like about him is that a lot of the problems I've had with guys is that sometimes I feel like I can walk over them a little bit because I do have kind of an aggressive personality. And so for the fact that he can kind of push back a little bit with me, it was just keeping it fun and interesting. Mm-hmm. I feel like me and him can kind of give each other crap, and it's not like, well, you made a joke in me. And, you know, he's just got this really great masculine energy. He's, you know, walking me through crowds and holding my hand and putting his hand on my lower back and pushing me through the streets of London. And, you know, it's, you know, 10 p.m. in London, and I don't feel like we're going to get mugged because I'm like, who's going to go after this dude?
Yeah.
At one point,
did he bite you by the nape and carry you around that way as though you were a puppy?
No, but that's not how it felt.
I do feel like there's something that is, it's such a turn on when you can verbally spar with somebody.
Yes.
And they can give it just as good as they can receive it.
Mm. Yes. And also just getting to kind of turn your brain off as a woman. I feel like, especially as a solo traveler, I feel like this was one of the things that was, you know, so exciting when I was traveling 2 months ago in London is, you know, your brain is on constantly. You're in a foreign country, you're traveling, you're at the airport, you're constantly thinking, and to just kind of feel like, I'm just going to be a girl. Yeah. It felt so nice.
And just for him to have the instinct that, okay, she's new to my town. Mm-hmm. I will plan everything. She won't really have to think about it at all. Says a lot about this dude.
100%. So we're sitting at this pub and he goes, okay, there's one more place I want to take you. And I want to take you to the place where we met. It's a cocktail bar called the Little Scarlet Door. And I had loved it when we went there. So I was excited to go back. So again, he grabs me by the hand, walks me over to Little Scarlet Door, and we're sitting at this cocktail bar. Again, just having really great conversation. And he looks at me and he goes, I know you really love to dance. Downstairs, we can go dance. So let's go dance. So
this guy dances also?
This man is killing it.
What?
Right now.
So we go downstairs. We're having a good time. We're both, you know, so inebriated at this point. We've talked about everything. So it's kind of nice to just kind of just listen to some Beyonce and dance. And
is he a good dancer?
He was really inebriated at this point. So good okay. is subjective.
But we didn't get the ick.
But we didn't get the ick. I was maybe concerned because I was like, I know this guy's been drinking a lot. I didn't realize how much until this point. But I will say, and I think every single girl can kind of relate to this at some point, but there comes a point where you're always in a crowd and sometimes you notice couples and they get to dance together. And, you know, it's always nice to get to dance with your girls. But this was really fun. And I was like, I get to dance with a boy this time. And, you know, he's indulging me and getting to just be weird and dance to Beyonce. And, you know, Taylor Swift comes on and he's excited for me because he knows I love Taylor Swift. He's like, oh, Taylor Swift. I'm like, I know. And so Love Story comes on and we're both singing to each other.
Love Story came on. Are you kidding me?
And we're both just staring at each other. He's like, it's a love story, baby, just say yes. And he's twirling me around and it's just, you know, lovely.
If you tell us that you woke up and this all happened in your dream, I am going to kill you. It sounds like a dream.
It really does.
Let's stick with me here. So we're having a really great time at this bar, but I get to a point where I realize he's not going to go home unless I say we need to go home. It's like 1 a.m. at this point. It's Thursday. I'm like, this guy's got work in the morning. I've been up for now 48 hours. I'm also still nauseous from that Jameson shot I took earlier. I forgot to tell you guys, I spent the first 10 minutes dry heaving in the bathroom because that's how nauseous I was.
No. Oh. Did you do that thing where you look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, I'm not going to throw up?
Yes.
I'm not going to throw up.
I'm literally staring at myself in the mirror. I'm like, because at first I was like, I need to throw up so I can feel better for the rest of the date. And then it wouldn't come up. So essentially for this whole date, I've been on pins and needles trying not to throw up. And the red wine and chips are just not helping here. So I look at him and I was like, I need to go home. Like, I'm exhausted. I'm nauseous. Hopefully, he had already at this point asked me out again. We had been sitting at a pub. Hang on, I have to burp. Okay,
you're thinking about that Jameson.
It's like coming back up.
All right, let's not let this go by so fast. He has already now asked you out for a second date.
Third. Oh my gosh, there's so many details I've forgotten. I'm sorry, this
is so long.
Keep
going, who cares?
So wait, backtrack before we get to Little Scarlet Door. We're sitting at this other pub that he was so excited to take me to. He's like, I know you love country music. They play country music here. So of course, like, there's Sweet Caroline playing in the background, Wagon Wheel playing in the background. We're at this Irish pub. You know, we're sitting cozied in a corner, and he looks at me and he pulls out his phone and he goes, how much do you think flights to Atlanta are?
Because he was going to send you back immediately?
Return to sender.
And he's looking at the airlines. He's like, which one of these are good? He's like, I've never been to the States before, so I don't know what American Airlines are good. And I was like, well, I flew Delta here. And so I'm like, you know, and I'm giving him the rundown.
There's so much goodness going on. He listened to your words that you like country music. He remembered them, brought you to there's all the green flags.
All of them.
All of them.
So, okay, so we're talking about that, and then, you know, we're drinking, and he goes, how long are you here for again? And I tell him the day that I'm leaving, and he goes, and I said, I have plans tomorrow, because again, I wanted to make sure that I was not making him the nucleus, and also making sure that there were other areas of success for me. So I was like, I have plans with friends that I met last time I'm here, so
loving
I can't hang out
energy.
Tomorrow.
Loving the energy.
But I told him, I'm free all day Saturday if you want to hang out. And he goes, because I also told him that I love Mamma Mia, he goes, there's this really fun brunch spot that we can go to on Saturday. All they do is play Mamma Mia and you dance on chairs.
Oh. This dude.
What more can you want?
Right. His attention to detail is impeccable.
It's very
and
impressive.
So I'm all like giddy, because I'm like, yay, now I have plans for Saturday, because I left Saturday intentionally open for this reason. So I'm like, thank God. Like, I planned correctly. This is so great. And so, okay, now fast forward. We're back. This is the end of the day. We're at Little Scarlet Door. My phone has now died at this point. And I look at him and I was like, I have no idea where I am. I need you to walk me back. He goes, no problem. I'll walk you back. He pulls out Google Maps. I tell him where I'm staying. And, you know, he's ushering me throughout the city and we're chit-chatting and, of course, being very affectionate. And we get back to the hotel and
you guys are kissing?
No. It's just, you know, kind of like holding hands.
Okay.
I've got his arm and he's walking me. He's in his little Paddington pea coat. It's very British.
Are you taking your head and nuzzling?
Yes, of course. He's got his arm around me. And one thing I remembered from our first date was he loved to like kiss my forehead and like the top of my head. So I had sprayed a little perfume up there. And he goes, you smell so good.
Yeah. I'm like,
just reeling him in.
And I was like, I know.
He's like, not the only one with attention to detail.
Yeah.
He's like, you smell like Christmas cookies. I'm like, I know.
Wait, what?
It was like a vanilla perfume.
This just became a lifetime Christmas movie.
Yeah. Small town girl goes to Lent. Anyway, so we're walking back to the hotel. I tell him I'll see him on Saturday and we part ways, and I go back to my room and I'm like, can't wait to update these guys on what just happened. I'm now hammered in bed, pulling out my date diaries, and in this moment, this is how I'm feeling.
Okay, this man's literally obsessed with me. not to brag, but this man wants to take me out on this very specific type of date. I won't reveal what it is, but I'm very intrigued to what's going to go down because he is very excited about it. So I think we're seeing each other on Saturday. So to be continued.
So I end that. I'm so tired because I've now been up for 48 hours. I'm exhausted and tired and drunk. And so all I do is want to fall asleep. So I go to sleep and I wake up to a text from him the next morning that I was not expecting. And I didn't know how to interpret it because it could have meant one of two things. And when I responded, I thought it meant one thing. And then the next day I was like, I think this means something else because of the way he was reacting to that message.
Oh boy.
And I will reveal what that is whenever we do part three.
Okay. Abby!
Wow.
On the Burt Show.
It'll be in like 15 minutes. Well played. Well, I'm dying.
I got
I'm
dying. Know, man.
Can we just please do it next?
Yes.
No.
Please.
No.
Please.
Nope. We're going to have to do something else next. I got something else planned for you guys and a surprise. Not on the schedule. So we got to do the surprise. And then when we're done with that, then we will hear what happens in this third part. Okay. This better not go bad. This better not go bad.
Oh, man.
We are rooting for you.
We're all rooting for you.
Hey, it's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show. Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.